Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, brother.
That's good, Brother Horton.
Amen.
You know, I like when I learn something all the time. Every class, there's something that you get refreshing. It's a blessing. I'm gonna start at chapter 4 again. I think I made it just to chapter 4 last week.
Yep.
And okay, verse 1. And as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them to put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. When there's a move of the Holy Ghost, Satan hates it.
That's right.
And he will stir up the weakest people around to cause a problem. Mm-hmm. Now, last week we talked about being charged with the word. Peter and John and James and all the apostles, they kept a charge of the word.
Amen.
A lot of times, the Lord had me mention a week before that about how the focus, when we're able to continually be focused on Christ, on Jesus. Peter and John was focused on Jesus before the miracle, during the miracle, and after the miracle. And now they're remaining focused on him during the confrontation after the miracle. Whenever I see a move of God happening, I take a warrior's position and start praying for it. I do that for this church because Satan wants in, and he will try to find a way in, and he can't because people here are warrior type people. I've seen so many churches come so close to finishing a move of God, but they'll get to a certain point and something would always happen and it'll just mess it up. And I've seen it happen again and again until I came to this church because people walk in authority. Now, the move of God that's about to take place, and Pastor Jim calls it the Alabama outpour, we're going to see a great move of God. I don't know how it's going to start and how it's going to go, but I know that we got to focus on Christ the whole step of the way. We got to draw near to the Holy Spirit and hear his word. And to have that kind of strength and warrior type abilities, that come from receiving the charge of the word. It's not enough just to do the thing, you know, when you're trying to live, you need a charge of the word just to stay in faith. But to take the warrior's position, you're going to have to keep the word. It's not hard. It's fun. But you're going to have to know who you are before, during, and after the move of God. And I don't believe there'll be an end to it. I believe once it starts, it'll be in operation until Christ come back. But now they're in confrontation. 5,000 people got saved. Satan's mad. And he stir up his puppets. He always stir up his puppets. He'll even use Christians that don't have a good understanding.
Absolutely right.
He prefers
it.
Yeah, because nobody's counting on them. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna be honest with you. When God give me something to do, I know that everything in my life ain't the way I want it. But I make sure that I do exactly what God says do for this, because this is whatever God put in motion, that's what's going to work. Mm-hmm. And the advice you get from others, it's just like Adam and Eve. God told Adam, don't eat off this tree, you should surely die. He had the revelation. She didn't make it the word of God. She made it secondhand knowledge. All right, if God give you something to do, you feel it. You received it. It's burning in your heart. It's not burning in the heart of others like it's burning in your heart. And you're going to have to keep that charge. And when God do things to strengthen it, you're going to have to receive that promotion. You're going to have to receive that word and keep the charge going. Because Satan is always after it. And this started a few years back. You know, I read that, you know, that sometimes they're not, our daily use of words is not like words of heaven. You know, faith, for instance. And the best word for faith is believe in our normal everyday vocabulary. So one day the Lord said, faith is a definer. Now, we never thought of believing as a definer. This, in other words, you have to give life a command. And faith puts a demand on life and gives you the ability to command life the way you want it, like Brother Horton said, to change the facts on the ground. Faith is a definer. You got a problem, redefine it, make it into the king. Make that problem go away and make the situation be according to the kingdom of heaven. Okay. Make it, put that situation in the Father's house. Clean it up. Get rid of what's wrong and change the situation, just like Creflo Dollar did. He said, Jesus and cancer can't live in my body. One of them got to go. He changed the facts on the ground. He gets to finish his course. And Satan is always trying to stop a move of God. And he would love to do it from within. But here he's trying to do it from without. He was trying to change the focus with the chief priests. And because so they wouldn't, but they weren't afraid of being arrested. They would not budge from their position because they remained focused. And that kind of focus comes from the Word of God, hearing God's Word. Jesus once said, now you're clean because you hear my word. So the word can cleanse us. It can solve our doubts so that we can remain in faith. Okay, verse 5. And it came to pass on the morrow that the rulers of the and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas, hope I'm pronouncing it right, and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have ye done this? As if they could bully the men of God. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doeth this man stand before you whole. Amen. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Mm-hmm. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing, which used to be lame, he's standing with them, they could say nothing against it.
Amen.
Now vision, they produce vision in the people. The chief priests and their cohorts, they took the position of rejection. They were in unbelief. They wanted to reject the miracle of God. They couldn't say anything against it because they stayed focused, because they kept the charge of the Word of God. When the lady with the issue of blood touched the hem of Jesus' body, he felt virtue go out of it. And this was back in the 80s when I read that, and I said, Lord, I looked up the word virtue, and it meant godly living or honorable living. I looked it up in regular Webster's Dictionary, Greek. I wasn't satisfied with the meaning. I said, there's something else going on. I said, Lord, give me what does this word virtue mean? And he said, it's the amount of word in your heart. In other words, it's the amount of God's word that's in your heart. And whenever, if you study to minister, you can feel it leave. You can even feel it deplete. When I didn't study that much and preach, I could feel it. I would literally feel exhausted when I finished ministering. You can feel the word deplete. Now, when the Lord told me that, I said, well, I got to get more word in my heart. Because I used to go in the Lord's prayer and say, I want to know how to stay there. And after he taught me to walk in love, and you know, I started learning God's word on love, that helped. But when I started studying the scriptures, it was easier to maintain the peace that I enjoyed while I was in God's presence. Even wherever I was at, like at work, or even in opposition. So the amount of word in your heart, there's no English word for that. Virtue was the closest one that they used. And the Lord would have to use a word that we understand to describe this, what he's saying. But when you ask the Holy Spirit, he can put it in a way where it means more. Having your heart charged with the word helps you to operate just like Jesus. There's nothing wrong with our spirit, man. He's brand new. Everybody, every Christian has a brand new heart. Just like you go buy a brand new Sears Die Hard battery. There's nothing wrong with the battery. You just got to charge it. So when Christians charge their heart in the Word of God, they're giving the Holy Spirit something to work with. Now, he's not here to do it for us. He's here to help us do what we do. But he has to work through us. We have to be able to cooperate and not change once the anointing operates, because the anointing is God's ability on you. And the Holy Spirit manages the anointing. He distributes it however he sees fit. But once we operate in the anointing, we need to be able to continually stay focused on Christ, even in confrontation, even in danger, even when there's certain death. We have to be able to stay steadfast and unmovable. And when that happens, you'll see the anointing operate on people more and more. Most people are smart enough for the Lord to use them that way. But they're unpredictable. To come to the point where God can trust, because God always operates on a strong foundation. In order for him to do that and rest upon a person, they have to come to the point that they're unmovable, steadfast, and always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Amen. You know, that's what the disciples was doing when they healed the man. They were on their way to pray.
Mm-hmm.
When they stopped and healed this man.
Yeah. They were about their father's business.
Yeah. They were on their way getting ready to go to prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to keep that focus on Jesus, even though great things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where so many people lose it at. They get so busy.
They want to see the works. We want the works. But
they get so busy in the works, they forget the fellowship.
You got to have the fellowship. And you got Jesus. To receive the... Cutting it off. I'm going to have to... We have to keep the charge that God gives us. Mm-hmm. We have to keep it. And again, never process studying the word, praying as labor. It's not loading bricks. It's not like, years ago, I knew a pastor, he said, well, I got to go pray. But he said it as if he's got to go load bricks, as if that's a job. I'm going to tell you the truth. When I go and study, I'm happy. When I worked on a car all day yesterday, I painted a car yesterday. But while I'm working, I got the word playing. I'm having fun.
Amen.
And the time goes by. I hear something, I rewind it and listen to it again. It's fun. I ask the Lord my questions. It's fun. When he dialogue with me, that's real fun. I'm not even working no more. I'm having a good time. So, in other words, always protect what's going on. We are warriors. We got a pastor that's a warrior. And I promise you, if he was not a warrior, it'll collapse. I've seen it too many times. I've seen the congregation were warriors, but the pastor didn't fight right. And it would fail. Mm-hmm. And as long as we There's nothing wrong with our heart. We fill it with the word of God, we're capable. Just like what Ray was saying. And instead of saying we can do greater works than Christ, we'll be saying we do greater works than Christ. Because we can read about all the apostles in one day.
Praise the Lord.
We can hear about it within 3 hours, maybe five. I mean, you can start the New Testament playing in the morning and listen to it all day long. We have all, and then the Holy Spirit is with us to help us.
That's so true. The reason we can do greater works, the greater one is in us.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with our heart. It's perfect.
That's right. Praise the Lord.
Fill it with the word of God, obey the Holy Spirit, and you'll crush the enemy, just like Peter and John did. They'll put you in jail, the earthquake will happen, and the doors will be released right now. Not just back then. But those kind of miracles happen when people are focused, when they see Jesus. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for what you're starting, what you're doing. I thank you for the Alabama outpour.
Amen.
Help us to do
praise
everything and all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you.